getting overdone in its respectable location. He was taking a walk in the area just to see what sort of damage Lord Indra may have committed to his holy abode. Meanwhile, Indradev, along with Surabhi, were coming to beg the forgiveness of the Lord. Indra's spiritual master, Brihaspati, gave him the eternally proper instruction that unless we approach the Lord as the servant of the servant of the servant, the Lord will not consider hearing our prayers or accepting our service. Because the cow gives her nice milk to Lord Sri Krishna, Krishna actually becomes the servant of his cows. When Krishna was living here in Vrindavan, he would spend his whole day just taking nice care of his devotees in the form of cows. He would bring them to nice green grasses. He would bring them with his little stick to the clearest, purest, sweetest reservoirs of water. He would sing their names. He was Gopal, the protector of the cows. In the same way, if we take shelter of the Lord, as the cows of Vrindavan completely took shelter of the Lord, Krishna becomes our protector. In fact, Krishna takes his greatest pleasure in serving his pure devotees. So Indra, although he was the king of heaven with great power and royalty, he approached this simple mother in the form of a cow and he begged her for her mercy. He bowed down to her. And Surabhi cow was thinking, I am just a simple cow and he is the great king of heaven. Who am I? This is the heart of every great devotee. A devotee never thinks they're great. A devotee always thinks himself like a simple little cow in the herd of Krishna's cows. But such a person, such a Vaishnava with such a consciousness, actually has the greatest power in all the universe. Because through such a devotee, all the power and mercy of God can be received. And there's no other place that it ever will or ever has been received from. So Indra begged Surabhi, please, on my behalf, beg Krishna to forgive me. So she said yes. So they came to Vrindavan, and Indra was bowing down to Lord Sri Krishna. But Lord Sri Krishna did not have the time of day to even recognize this Indra. Although he was just a tiny little cowherd boy, only 7 years old, apparently. And Indra had come as the royal king of heaven. Krishna was not impressed by his position. Krishna was not impressed by his wealth, by his power, by his influence over the demigods. In fact, Krishna is never impressed by anything but simple and humble and sweet bhakti or devotion. So it was at this place that Surabhi approached Sri Krishna and she spoke to him after offering her love, that this Indra, please be merciful to him. He is repenting his misbehavior. Please give him your blessings. And when the Lord's devotee intervenes and prays to the Lord on behalf of a fallen and sinful soul, then Krishna recognizes that person and bestows his blessings and his grace. So it was here that by the intervention of Surabhi that Indra was forgiven for his great offense. What kind of offense? Sometimes we think that we are so sinful, we are so offensive, that we are beyond deliverance. But Indra specifically attempted with all his might and all of his power to kill Krishna and to kill all of Krishna's devotees, all the gopis, all the gopas, to destroy them all. But yet, because he truly repented his behavior and fell at the feet of Surabhi, the dear devotee of the Lord, he was forgiven. And Krishna gave him his blessed darshan and his causeless mercy. In the same way, although Indra was a demigod, Jagai and Madhai were scoundrels. They were terrible demons. But because they fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who was in the position of the original spiritual master, and genuinely repented their misbehavior, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the intervention of this great devotee, bestowed his mercy and rewarded them with the supreme of all gifts, the opulence which is far greater than anything that Indra has in his kingdom. Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayed that I have seen and considered everything in this world, and the only thing of eternal value is Krishna's holy name. By sincerely and humbly chanting the holy names under the direction of the proper Vaishnavas, we can attract the attention and the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. So let us all chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna! 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 Krishna!
Surabhi Kund ki, Surabhi Mataji ki, Sri Giri Govardhan ki, Nitai Govriman. Extraordinary. We can hear the beautiful voice of the Holy Dham.
Kunchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindaveshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye.
Namo Brahmanya Devaya,
Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagatatyataya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Everyone. Namo Mahavadanaya, Namo Brahmanya Devaya,
Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagatatyataya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Namo Brahmanya Devaya,
Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha,
my only business is to prepare everyone for your receiving your mercy. So we have now come to the holy town of Jatipur. Madhavendra Puri, the Param Guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, resided in this place. He was a great sannyasi, the greatest of all sannyasis. And yati is a word to address a sannyasi. So this is called Jatipur. This is also a very important place of worship for the followers of the Ballabhacharya Sampradaya. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept that in the Murti of Govardhan, the mouth is at Mukharavinda near Manasi Ganga. The followers of Ballabhacharya accept that the mouth of Govardhan is here at Yatipur. So you may think that this is a contradiction. But those who have a higher understanding know that Krishna can reveal his mouth anywhere he wants to his devotee. So they are both correct. Today is Govardhan Puja, the most auspicious of all days for worshipping Govardhan Hill. And we'll all have an opportunity to do an abhishek of milk to Giri Govardhan at this time. But before beginning, Dina Bandhu Lota Baba. has some words of caution for all of us.
Jaisa Maharaj Pahle Batayate Ki Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Govardhan Parva Ki Upar Ne Char Gai Aur Gantuli Gram Me Darshan Kiya. So hum andar jayenge to bahut bheer bhaar honge to aaj Govardhan Puja hai. Aur sab log to Govardhan ke upar chadh jate hai abhishek karne ke liye lekin ek shila niche hai. So hum log to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke anuyayi hum Govardhan ke upar nahi chadh jate. Nahi chadhte? Nahi chadhte. So sab log dhyan dijiye Govardhan ke upar mat jaiye. Bayi haath mein ek chota shila hai jahan bina Govardhan ke upar charna aapka abhishek aapko ho jayega. Aap abhishek kar sakte hain. So dhyan hum dobara batayenge ki dhyan dijiye Govardhan ke upar na jaiye. और बाई हाथ में एक शिला है जहां आप आराम से अभिषेक कर. अब जब हम बाजार में निकलेंगे बहुत सी दुकान है जहां आप दूध खरीद सकते हैं, कोई बात कुछ मिठाई भी खरीद सकते हैं भोग अर्पण करने के लिए और भक्तगण को विचारण करने के लिए. और वहां वो भीड़ भाड़ होंगे तो हम बाई हाथ से ही निकलेंगे. जब कीर्तन निकलते हैं तो सब लोग तो हमारे साथ साथ आना चाहिए. और थोड़ा सा आगे हम देखें, हम वहाँ नहीं बताएंगे लेकिन थोड़ा सा आगे जब हम मुकारविंद से निकलेंगे एक शिला है उसका नाम है दंडोती शिला. उसका सात बार दंडोती परिक्रमा करके वो ये गोवर्धन पर्वत की पूरा दंडोती परिक्रमा के बराबर है. आज समय नहीं है लेकिन आप कोई भी दिन आ सकते हैं और सात दंडोती परिक्रमा कर सकती है इसका शिला. और ये गोवर्धन पूरा गोवर्धन पर्वत का दंडोती परिक्रमा का बराबर है. तो वहाँ जब वो बीर बार होंगे तो फिर भी हम बताएंगे कि गोवर्धन के ऊपर मत चढ़िए और हमारे साथ साथ निकल आइए. निकल जाइए. All right, that's good. In Hindi, we always instead of just one. Nikal Jaya. All right. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare
Hare!
Hare
Hare!
I would like to translate what Dina Bandhu Prabhu just told us in English. What it means is we should all follow Dina Bandhu and go wherever he goes and do whatever he does here at Yatipur to avoid making offense. To follow in the footsteps of the great devotees is the proper way of approaching the Lord.
Kirtan, Kirtan. Sab Sakhi Gan, uska dahi, doodh, ghee, makan, sab prakar ka dood ka patart yahan aayi thi kyunki yahan to गिरिराज, ये एक आपका गिरिराज का अंतिम दर्शन है, वो फिर नीचे जाएंगे, तब देखिए ये अंतिम दर्शन है। तो ये नीचे का स्थान है, जब गोवर्धन नीचे आते हैं तो गोपियाँ वो क्रॉस कर सकती, पार कर सकते हैं। तो कृष्ण और सब ग्वाल बाल वो जानते थे कि इसी स्थान पे आना चाहिए क्रॉस पार करने के लिए। तो कृष्ण जी आए और गोपियों को रुक दिया। अगर आप लोग पास, लीव सम रूम फॉर द यात्रीज टू कम थ्रू। प्रभु जी तो यात्रियों के लिए रास्ता दीजिए। तो कृष्ण जी बोले कि अगर आप लोग पार करना चाहते हैं तो दान देना है। आप लोग तो बहुत फायदा करते हैं आपका दूध दही मक्खन बेचने में, और आपके राज्य को कुछ दान नहीं देते, कुछ टैक्स नहीं देते, ये क्या बात है? और साकीगा ने कहा कि हम लोग केवल राधा रानी को मानते हैं, ये हम वृंदावन ईश्वरी हैं, हम किसी राजा को कोई टैक्स नहीं देना चाहेंगे, नहीं देंगे किसी राजा को। लेकिन ये मेरा बन है, मैं यहाँ का राजा हूँ, मुझे टैक्स देना है। और लीता साकी ने कहा ये आपका पति महा का जगह है, और आपका उससे पहले व्हाट यू कॉल बियॉन्ड इवन पति महा प्रपितामह है का स्थान है। कृष्णा कहते हैं ये कोई बात नहीं, ये मेरा पितामह प्रपितामह, ये मेरा स्थान है, ये तो वृंदावन है, और वृंद देवी मेरा पत्नी है, और जो संपत्ति संपत्ति की है पत्नी के हैं वो पति का भी है, और सब साखियां ने हंसने लगे, तू झूठ बोलने वाले हैं, कब से वृंद देवी आपका पत्नी बन गए? पूछो पूछो उनसे, वृंद देवी के पास पूछो। तो सब साखी गांव वृंद देवी के पास गए, और वृंद देवी यहां ले आए, और सब साखी गांव ने पूछा वृंद देवी से ये आपका पति है? और वृंद देवी कहते इस खाली व्यक्ति से मेरा कोई संबंध नहीं है, आई डोंट नो हु दिस ब्लैक फेलो इज। तो सब गोपी हंसने लगी, झूठ बोलने वाले झूठ बोलने वाले। हंसते हंसते सब लोग दान गाते में घुस गए, और कृष्ण ये वृंद देवी के वचन सुनकर थोड़ा स्तंभित हो गए, तो सब गोपियां निकल गए बिना टैक्स। बोलो श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण की जय जय श्री।